Mahler once said, "A symphony must be like the world. It must contain everything." If that is so, then Mahler's second symphony, The Resurrection, is bigger even than that. Gustav Mahler had already tackled big questions in an orchestral work called Funeral Rites. He played it on the piano for Hans von Bülow, and the conductor said that it made Wagner's Tristan und Isolde sound like Haydn. Mahler turned Funeral Rites into the first movement of his Resurrection Symphony. "Rise again, yes, rise again, will you, my dust, after a brief rest," are words from a poem that struck Mahler like a bolt of lightning. Questioning life after death, the symphony remembers happy times, but also yearns for release from meaninglessness. It ends with a transcendent hope in poetry Mahler wrote himself. "Rise again, yes, rise again, will you, my heart, in an instant." Mahler knew that his second symphony paralleled Beethoven's ninth, but he also knew that symphonies go well beyond words, because he also once said, if a composer could say what he had to say in words, he would not bother trying to say it in music.